I'm Honorable George S. Marba, representing District Number 3, Bone County, and also former Chairman of National Defense. I've been in the legislature since 2006. During our interaction across the United States, people have been carrying such opinion, and it is better for us to use this platform to make some of those clarification. We make $14,000 our basic salary. Then we have $2,500 for transportation allowance. Then you have $1,900. That is what comes out directly in terms of physical care. The rest of it goes to all the utilities that we use. So the issue of Liberia in the United States holding the view that we are making too much money, it is not proven by fact.
Somebody also said to me, suggested that how come the Liberian legislators get so much gasoline allowance? Some of them have so much that they have set up gas stations.
This is Honorable Tukpa Moba, former deputy speaker and also representative to ECOWAS on the national legislature. Let me say this. And my colleague, Sir Honorable George Moba, the gasoline, you have a generator run at a house by the legislature, and you have staff, and you are pressing to go to your constituent and come to work. They fail to know that some of us live in the rural part of Liberia and we need to go to come back. The quantity of gasoline they're talking about, it ends up to 500 gallons of gas. You have about 360 gallons that come to the representative. The support staff and the generator and your salary, they are talking about. In general, what most of the experts do, the accounting is that I have a technician staff, support staff, someone that work in the district, work at a national legislature to enhance my work. They will collect all the benefit of the staff and divide it by 73. That is not right. The great United States they live, they know that the central administration of the Congress or the support staff, their benefit cannot be count on the congressman. So for that reason, we disagree with most of the argument, and we will call them for a debate. And it shouldn't be on Facebook debate. It should be a debate that will bring the budget and they look at every item on the budget that comes to individual personally. If you think you are convinced, if somebody making millions of dollars, come there and challenge us, and we will debate it. We will open the budget, and the budget line will show us where are we making so much money compared to our colleagues in Sierra Leone, compared to our colleagues in Ghana, compared to especially Nigeria. They make far more than us.
Pretty soon, you, the legislators, will have a chance to take a look at the Liberian Constitution.
Yeah.
There was a constitutional convention. Some recommendations were made, and you will have a chance. Some of those recommendations have to do with the length of time that the representatives and the senators stay in power. So when it comes, where would you stand?
Thank you very much. I do agree that the tenure of office, especially for senator, 9 years, is too long. I submit to the argument. And I also agree that there's a need to reduce the tenure of office for a senator and come to a representative. I do agree that there's a need to reduce the tenure of office because when the tenure of office is reduced, the issue of rebellion becomes limited. When you have a
What do you mean by rebellion?
I mean this as a country that just came from out of war. And because people perpetuate themselves in power, those in the opposing side of the government will always say, 9 years, I think the democratic spirit will be too long. As a result of that, people become rebellious. So I believe that the reduction of tenure office, which I believe could also commensurate with the level of our economy, could be good for our country. So some out of the argument, let me say it to you here on the issue of financial impropriety. We are victims, and I went to honor school. We are victims of circumstances. We are victims of misinformation. People squarely blame off of what we don't have because people believe that our position as a representative is a contested position, and the only way you can demonize us is to label us against financial impropriety. So I want to say clearly here that, as my colleague said, we are open for the debate. We believe that we are not making much. You go to the Kenyan parliament, they are making more than us.